dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Boniface, bishop and martyr. He was a bishop in the early days of the church in the 7th century and left his native England to go and evangelize in Germany. And he did much to establish the church in Bavaria. And in the end, he died at the hands of pagans, giving up his life for the faith and for his brothers. The perhaps most remarkable thing today, at least visually, in the liturgy is the color of the vestments that we wear when we celebrate the memorial of a martyr, the brilliant red, which symbolizes the blood that they shed in union with and in imitation of the King of Martyrs, our Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for our sake. Saint Boniface was both a bishop and a martyr. And so if we had to summarize what is a bishop and a martyr in general, I would say one who lives and dies for the faith in Christ's service for the good of the church. Lives and dies. A bishop spends his life foregoing marriage, foregoing wealth, foregoing many opportunities that his natural talents might afford him, and sacrificing those at the service of the church, the goods that he might attain if he was to dedicate himself to serving himself. Rather, he lives to propagate the faith for the good of the church, for the glory of God and for his and our salvation. And so there's definitely, even in the life of a bishop, a great deal of sacrifice. But the characteristic thing about the Christian martyr, then, is really this sacrifice. This is true of Saint Boniface and all the martyrs. And we think of our Lord's statement, "No greater love has a man than this, than to lay down his life for one's friends." And I think it's important in considering Christian martyrdom that our Lord pointed to this great love, and that laying down one's life is done for one's friends, that is, for the benefit of others and for those that the martyr would call his friends. I'm sure the pagans who killed Saint Boniface didn't tell him, "Listen, you better give up your friends or you will die." But Saint Boniface did die for his friends. He laid down his life in the spirit of charity. Disinterested love is one of the defining characteristics of friendship, a mutual esteem between persons, and sharing of common values. And so in Christian friendship, then, that mutual faith in the one unique Savior of all mankind, who binds himself to us, that is what is shared between Christian friends. One of the things, this common value, the principal common value, is that mutual faith in the Savior who binds us to himself and to each other by his love and his commandments. And of course, the greatest of the commandments, our Lord told us, was to love God above all, with all your mind, heart, and soul, and strength and one another as he has loved us. And as we should love ourselves, we should love our neighbor. So Christian martyrdom is an expression of charity as well as an expression of faith in the true religion, but it's not ideology. The sacrifice of Christian martyrdom is not made for the advancement of an ideology or a political agenda, but it's done for love, for God and for the brethren and for those who don't yet know Christ or have not yet accepted him and his salvation. Whereas in other forms of quote-unquote martyrdom, it's hard, if not impossible, to even try to argue that the motive is love. But quite often it's very clearly pride. And there have been numerous cases throughout history, and they still are, of those who are willing to die for an ideological motive or a political reason. Revolutionaries do this around the world. But it's not love that motivates that death. Rather, it's pride. And this is clearly the case with suicide bombers, who are killers, first and foremost, taking the lives of others and their own. And those lives that they take almost exclusively are the lives of innocent strangers. And the killing is done for political effect. So rather than martyrdom, they're really acts of violence and hatred, which in any case can't be compared fairly in any way to Christian martyrdom. As I said, Christian martyrdom, the martyrdom of Saint Boniface, who we commemorate today, is done in charity. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in Article 1829, paragraph 1829, that the fruits of charity are joy, peace, and mercy. The Catechism tells us that charity demands beneficence and that it is friendship and communion. And so Christian martyrs suffer violence willingly rather than to sin against our friend and Savior, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us. And the Christian martyr then lays down his life for his friends and brethren out of love, the love that binds them together, these friends, one to another, in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's an act of love then for the Christian martyr to lay down his life in testimony to the truth, but also for the good of his friends that he is giving witness to as well, fortifying them in their own faith and enabling them to continue to stay on the path of salvation. Tobit, in the first reading today, was willing to expose himself to danger and the possibility of a death penalty for what he was doing out of mercy and love for the dead. So much more so does the Christian martyr expose himself to violence and even death for love of the brethren, as did Saint Boniface. That blood that they shed then should be for us a reminder of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who in no way condones killing for any motive, much less to bring glory to his father, which is the claim of some of the killers today, who the media will dub as martyrs, but who rather are simply killing in the name of an ideology. And so let us ask, through the intercession of Saint Boniface, who shed his blood for the truth, that the truth in our day transform hearts and minds to Christ, who is charity, who is love, the fruits of which are joy and peace and mercy. And may the Mother of Mercy intercede for all of us and bring about conversion and the courage, if necessary, to die for love. Praise be Jesus and Mary.